Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
The government hiking the minimum wage to $15 an hour in 2019 is going to cost about 50,000 jobs, primarily amongst working teens and young adults. Let's find out how they arrived at these numbers and what it all says going forward. Joining us on the line just ahead of our panel is David West, the chief economist with the Financial Accountability Office here in Ontario. Mr. West, good to have you on the Oakley Show.
Good to be here.
Well, I appreciate your coming on, but I just wanted to know the 50,000 jobs, any way that we would understand in a sort of pedestrian way how you arrived at this figure?
Sure. No, we based it on published results by other research, either academic researchers or other organizations. I took the average of those results and applied it, which is basically gives you a percentage increase, an elasticity, economists like to call it, increase or decrease in employment, mostly among teenagers, for every percent increase in the minimum wage. So in this case, we have a roughly 30% increase in Ontario's minimum wage. We applied it to these, generally accepted elasticities. And offset that to some extent by higher spending and the economic activity that would come from that, because there's certainly benefits to this higher minimum wage as well. And we reflected that in our report. And on net, it's 50,000 job loss. But if I may, it's just one of two or three conclusions that really comes out of our report. But the media has, of course, picked up on the job loss. I'd like to just point out that one of the other points we make is this is a major change in the way the labor market, who's impacted by the minimum wage. Currently, it's about 500,000 workers that are being paid the minimum wage of $11.40. By January 2019, that'll be 1.6 million workers. Currently, it's mostly teenagers and youth, young adults, and it's mostly part-time workers. By under $15 minimum wage, it'll be mostly adults and mostly full-time workers. And also, and it's very important, this 1.6 million people that will receive the higher minimum wage, that's higher household incomes. And we see that we estimate that household incomes will go up by about 1%, 1.3%, or about $5 billion in total. So there's certainly benefits as well as these loss of jobs.
All right, just want to back up for a second here. You say the minimum wage workers will rise from just over 500,000 at present to 1.6 million in 2019. It triples plus in just a matter of a couple short years. Again, explain how that works.
So under $11, there's 500,000 people being paid $11.40 right now. But when you include all the people that are making $12, $13, and $14, that'll raise it from 500,000 to 1.6 million. And so it's most of the people that are going to be added into the ranks of minimum wage workers, if you will, are going to be adults and full-time workers. So it really changes the profile of what a minimum wage worker is. And I think one of the key takeaways of our report is that Ontario is really moving into uncharted waters. This is a different kind of minimum wage for Ontario, where in the past it was really just teenagers and young adults. A minimum wage increase would result in a loss of the jobs for those folks. But in this case, it's now, as I said, adults. That's a benefit. Most of these folks are going to get higher wages, but there is going to be some job losses.
Again, with David West, he's the chief economist with the Financial Accountability Office here in Ontario, and their report out today says about 50,000 jobs would be lost, primarily amongst working teens and young adults, when the minimum wage goes to $15 in 2019. Interestingly enough, you also point out that just one quarter of this higher labor income would directly benefit low-income families, just 25%. Now, this is being positioned by some as lifting people out of poverty. That stat seems to belie the fact that this is somehow poverty reduction strategy.
Certainly it'll have some, exactly. It's an inefficient, what we say in the report, is an inefficient policy tool for alleviating poverty or addressing poverty. Bottom line is that a minimum wage targets low-wage workers, right? But does not necessarily target low-income households. And so about a quarter of the benefit of the higher wages, higher incomes, will go to low-income families. But about three-quarters will go to middle-income families and above. It's just an inefficient way to help those in poverty.
Right, and it's also accelerating things beyond the ability or capacity for a lot of businesses to absorb, hence the job loss figures as you cite. You're also talking about the wage boost impacting the broader economy, increasing prices, raising household spending, and things like that. Could you expand on that?
Sure. Well, in the report we talk about, we try to trace through the process of what businesses would do. At first, they're going to try to raise prices, and we think prices will go up a bit. But higher prices will discourage a bit of consumption, and so that'll slow down the economy. But then the higher incomes will, and it's mostly higher incomes among middle and lower income families, for sure, and that will lead to some additional spending, and that creates jobs. So all told, the 50,000 is sort of after all these net effects. Another effect is what we call a spillover effect on other workers. So folks above the $15 mark are going to probably want to negotiate higher wages as well. So if you're making $15 and people are reporting to you making $13, and once they go to $15, you're going to want a couple of bucks more. And so we factor that in as well, some impact. And that is reflected in our income gain estimates. There's a lot of things, a lot of moving pieces. And I think, as I said, the key takeaway really is that the pace of this increase and the size of it, combined pace and size, is troubling.
Now, David, with the Financial Accountability Office, that's an arm's length operation of the government, but arm's length, I want to stress that. So, what's the takeaway? Was this decision to raise the minimum wage as rapidly as they are to $15 a political decision or an economic one?
So I won't comment on that. Our role, my boss is the Financial Accountability Officer, is an officer of the legislature, and our role is to provide independent research to the members of the legislature. And that's what we feel this report is doing.
All right. Well, we'll take it at face value because it does talk about 50,000 jobs being lost, mostly amongst working teens and young adults, and having other impacts, upside, downside. We'll let people decide. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks.
You got it. David West, again, Chief Economist with the Financial Accountability Office here in Ontario.